Welcome to another episode of the IoT Show. Gavin Gear here, and I'm here with Mukund Mohai, who is a director of the Microsoft Ventures Program.
Absolutely, and we have a Microsoft Accelerator here at Building 20, which has some really exciting 10 new partner companies that have been here building technologies from smart home, to smart lighting, to smart electricity.
Nice. So I'd love to find out a little bit more about what they're doing. Do you mind if I head in and interrogate them a little bit?
Absolutely, we should go and do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do that.
So I'm here with Al Baker from Playtobase. Al, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your company's building?
So Playtobase is building a product called Remo. And Remo is actually a wristband that enables gesture control of the Internet of Things. So whether it's your connected home devices on the AllJoin platform, which we're building into, or it's other devices that you're adding on to the Azure cloud as you're going on, Remo's designed to connect with all of those devices so that you can reduce the complexity across the board and just simply point, select, and gesture to control any single device that you'd like in your house.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what is your sort of IoT integration strategy? When you guys think about IoT, like, you know, cloud connected devices or proximal device, machine to machine type scenarios, how does your technology fit into all that?
So, I mean, all the devices are on the internet. So we're working as cloud enabled as possible. So we have an app that we've created that connects any devices that are on the Remo application to be controlled over the app. And then we've additionally got a wireless receiver that enables proximity detection for all those devices. So, I mean, all of these devices are going to be out there in, you know, the next coming years. They'll primarily be siloed. Some of them will be integrated. Remo's enabled to be more complementary to all of those.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about the high-level technology building blocks. You talked about AllJoin, which is, you know, proximal device discovery connectivity thing. How about cloud stuff?
So we work on Azure currently, and we've been integrating that through our Microsoft Ventures stay here at the Microsoft. And as far as the technology in the wristband, we use Bluetooth Low Energy as our primary, you know, mode of communication. Also, we have NFC for some different use cases in you know, near-field, like secure access or payments down the road, things like that, as well as gesture control through a 9-axis IMU using proprietary technology as well as additional sensors.
So it's running sensor fusion on board. It's able to tell motion and position and all that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very
so
cool.
it's intended to be much more intuitive for users so that you don't have to memorize a new type of, you know, motion or gang sign or something like that. Yeah.
Nice. So if people want to know more about your technology,
so, I mean, it's pretty easy. You just go to www.getremo.com, and you can sign up either as a developer or as a pre-order. And that'll give you all the information you need so you can have gesture control for your home.
Nice. Yeah. Thanks, Al.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Awesome. So I'm here talking with Joe Scanlon of Scanalytics. Joe, tell us a little bit about what your company builds.
Sure. So we have designed and developed an intelligent sensor-laden mat device that is installed on either pre-existing floors or underneath existing floors. And it tracks human behavior through foot traffic and foot movement.
Cool. And so what are the high-level technology building blocks of what you guys have put together?
So obviously we're both sort of hardware and software. We have the hardware component is the actual sensor, which is about the thickness of one of your fingernails. And the software end of that is able to take the data, the high-resolution, high-accurate data that those sensors provide, and tie it back to stuff that makes sense for physical spaces. So for instance, a retailer might take that information on consumer behavior and tie it back to point of sales or staffing efficiency information, where to place end caps, et cetera, to get a better idea.
Gotcha. And so how does your technology fit with IoT? Like, what's your IoT integration strategy?
Sure. So we think that a huge part of IoT is understanding physical presence and presence detection. And right now, technologies that exist sort of rely on existing, you know, modalities like your cell phone and trying to track people that way, which unfortunately it's sort of a one-way street, and to get that information you have to incentivize them somehow, and that leads to, you know, on average 8 to 10% representation. So we think that by delivering a platform that has much bigger representation of consumer behavior, people can tap into that to create great applications in IoT, anywhere from home healthcare that we're in right now, retail, trade show. We even have a gaming company building some games with it.
Gotcha. So is it a cloud data strategy then?
Yeah, so the information is pushed to a cloud that we then sort of reiterate to the client, and they can see it in a multitude of different ways, from custom dashboards online that are tablet friendly, phone friendly, et cetera.
Gotcha. So if people want to know more about Scanalytics, where should they go?
Right at our website at scanalyticsinc.com. There's a lot of information on use cases that we have right now, some of our current clientele, even a demo dashboard for people to check out what the data looks like when it goes through our system.
So. Awesome. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
So I just met Cole Hershkowitz of TriEnergy. Cole, thank you for taking the time to talk with me. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys are building?
Yeah, absolutely. So unbeknownst to most customers, we are all wasting probably about $300 to $400 every single year on our electric bill. So what Chai does is it's actually a device that uses data from your existing electric smart meter to figure out where you're wasting. So we show homeowners, these are the places you're wasting energy, and then we show them concrete actions they can take to reduce that waste.
Now, do most people have a smart meter, or is this something that you'd have to install?
No, so there are 50 million smart meters installed throughout the U.S. Utility companies have been installing them for about the last 10 years, but it's really not until today that anyone has used the data captured by these smart meters to help customers, and that's kind of where we come along.
Cool. And how does your technology integrate with IoT? What's the integration strategy there?
Yeah, so we have a device that goes into the home, and it collects data from the meter, and then with that data, we use a lot of machine learning algorithms to figure out when specific appliances are on and off. We kind of use the signature of the appliance, or the fingerprint, if you will, to determine when your stove turns on, or when your washer turns off, or when your fridge turns on. And we use that to, we really see ourselves as a data analysis company. So we're collecting data from IoT, in this case, smart meters. We want to go beyond that in the future. And we're using that to create customer value, to show customers what does this data mean, because really, it shouldn't be up to you and I as a homeowner to wade through graphs and plots. As much as I've done it, it's painful.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Very cool. And if people want to know more about TriEnergy?
Yeah, you can go to TriEnergy.com to learn more and sign up for our public pilot.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Gavin.
All right. So, Wade, thank you for talking with me. This is Wade Anderson, CEO of Novi Security.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about what your company does.
Novi Security is a simple home security solution for the renter and the homeowner. We've built a smoke detector looking device that goes on your ceiling. It detects motion and smoke, takes a picture, and sends it to your smartphone.
Nice. So if somebody comes into your house, they're uninvited, you're going to get a picture notification and be able to do something about that.
Yeah, the job to be done for the customer is we just want to provide everyone with the peace of mind to know if someone is in their home or not.
Nice. So how do you guys think about IoT integration? Like, what are the sort of technology building blocks and how does it fit together with IoT?
So we've built our backend using Azure. So we're doing a lot of REST calls. We think that we can easily integrate with other devices that are hooked up to the internet. It's further along in our roadmap. We're really trying to hit it first with this product, but definitely something we want to start to do is integrate with other partners that could be a good fit for us.
Sounds like something I could use. I really like the idea of this kind of a security product, very modular and lightweight, that kind of a thing. So if people want to know more about your products, where should they go?
Yeah, you can just visit our website, Novi Security. That's N-O-V-I security.com.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, that was really cool. It's always interesting to talk to companies that are building on fresh technology and partners that we're helping to enable, you know, what it is they're doing.
Absolutely, yeah. There are a lot of exciting young and fundamentally, you know, changing the technology kind of companies. And we've been working with them for the last 4 months, so we know that they're doing great work.
Awesome. So if people want to know more about the Accelerators program or Microsoft Ventures, where should they go to?
They can go to MicrosoftVentures.com,
okay,
which is our website, or they can also go to our internal SharePoint site.
Nice. Well, thanks, Mukund, for joining me.
Thanks, Gavin.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Take care.
Take care.